Thank you, Mr. President. Germany wishes to thank you for chairing the 7th Annual Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Amended Protocol 2 and assures you of our full cooperation and support in your endeavors. Germany also would like to thank the outgoing Presidency, Finland, for our outgoing outstanding work over the past year. Germany aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. Even though, with regards to anti-personal landmines, the amended Protocol 2 has been overtaken by the Anti-Personal Landmine Convention, an important treaty of international humanitarian law that prohibits, rather than merely regulates, the use of anti-personal mines, amended Protocol 2 remains crucial for its rules with regard to the use of all other types of landmines, booby traps, and other devices. Germany recognizes the serious humanitarian problem caused by such weapons and supports the humanitarian objectives set out in this protocol. Universalization of amended Protocol 2 remains a priority. Germany welcomes and supports the accelerated plan of action on universalization of the convention and its annexed protocols. We warmly welcome Algeria's accession to amended Protocol 2. We hope this step will encourage more states to follow. However, we regret that the rate of accession remains low. Germany would also like to thank the coordinator on the operation and status of this protocol, Hungary, for efforts over the past year. Germany wishes to call upon those 11 high contracting parties to the original Protocol 2 to join the amended protocol so that the original Protocol 2, which contains weaker standards regulating the use of mines, booby traps, and other devices, can be terminated for good. Germany considers it important to continue discussion on mines other than anti-personal mines, MOTAPEN. We value the progress made in the meeting on the impact of anti-vehicle mines on civilians and developing societies by the Geneva Center for Humanitarian Demining last year in Geneva, and look forward to continuing discussions in the upcoming meeting of the ICRC next year in Dakar. MOTAPEN used by the German armed forces are detectable and equipped with a mechanism ensuring that their active lifespan is limited. We encourage states to take all necessary steps to limit the operational lifespan of MOTAPEN and to ensure their detectability. This would be a vital step forward towards ensuring civilian population safety. Germany supports legally binding commitments with regard to the detectability and limit of lifespan of MOTAPEN. Germany would like to thank the coordinators France and Moldova once again for their valuable work on IEDs, in particular for their comprehensive preparation of this year's meeting of the group of experts. We support the ideas on information sharing in order to address the increasing threat posed by IEDs. Germany has provided the CCW-ISU with the protocol's voluntary one-time questionnaire on counter-IED frameworks and believes that the exchange of authorized national points of contact for counter-IED will positively promote cooperation between subject matter experts in this area. We strongly support the resolution countering the threat posed by improvised explosive devices tabled by Afghanistan during the first committee of the United Nations General Assembly this year, which Germany co-sponsored. Germany would also like to thank Australia, together with Interpol, for hosting the International Counter-IED Leaders Forum in September in Canberra and for introducing the Global Alliance Counter-IED Strategy. For the 8th Annual Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Amended Protocol 2 in April 2016, we would like to suggest to discuss synergies between the work of the CCW on counter-IED and the work of the International Counter-IED Leaders Forum in order to avoid duplications and redundancies. As part of its humanitarian aid, Germany provides substantial financial, technical, and material assistance to states, international organizations, and relevant non-governmental organizations for mine clearing, for the build-up of national mine clearing capabilities, for capacity building, and for the development of modern, technologically adequate mine clearance processes. Knowledge and equipment to detect and to clear IEDs in post-conflict settings has become more and more important. In 2015, Germany spent around 13 million euro for this purpose. Among the recipients was the Geneva Center for Humanitarian Demining, one of the major research centers in the field of new technologies and demining and explosive ordnance disposal. This year, 14 countries and territories benefited from Germany's bilateral financial and technical assistance for clearing programs that help to eradicate the daily threat of all types of unexploded and abandoned ordnance posed to populations in need for development, to peacekeepers and to humanitarian aid workers operating in the field to help them, as well as for human victim assistance. Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Ukraine, Cambodia and Iraq, just to name a few, were among the main beneficiaries of Germany's bilateral aid. In addition to supporting the State Emergency Service of the Ukraine in mine and IED clearance through trainings and the provision of vehicles, clearance equipment and protective gear, through contributions into the OSCE Trust Fund for Ukraine, Germany also supports the clearance of explosive remnants of war in the locality of Shikorgidny in the Donetsk area through contributions into the trust fund managed by the Conflict Prevention Center of the OSCE. Thank you, Mr. President. We look forward to a productive discussions to advance the implementation of amended Protocol 2.